Vocal Profiling Live. I'm Sherry Edwards. Thank you for joining us. With me in the studio is Tall Blonde Heather.
Hi, Sherry.
Bailey, our clinic coordinator.
Hello.
And Nikki and Bailey are both becoming regular members here. Nikki is the head of several of our research projects, and she also helped with the one that we're going to talk about tonight. I'd like to ask you guys a question. Well, several questions. If something caused dissension for thousands of people every day, caused wars, caused murder and mayhem, was against the law in a lot of places, depending on the circumstances, was illegal to sell, and some places even illegal to give away, is the topic of all walks of life, yet a lot of people are afraid to talk about it, it can be vulgar, disgusting, beautiful, or loving. It's something that we can live without, but not something that we could be alive without. Do you think something like that should be banned?
That's a trick question, isn't it? I don't know the answer to that.
Well, Nikki?
I don't know.
I mean, it causes wars. It causes thousands of arguments every day.
I think it should be banned.
Okay.
Sounds like it's money. What about
if it causes wars, it's good enough to fight for that.
Religion.
People fight over dumb things, though.
No real... Can you guess what it is?
It's got to be money, religion, love. Am I close?
It's sex.
Oh, no, I just banned sex.
On this show, Vocal Profiling Live, we ask people to call in and give a sample of their voice right over the phone, and then we import their frequencies from their voice into our magic computer program. The computer spits out a report, and then we can verify things about you and your life and your history and your biochemistry and your emotions. So sex is a good topic, don't you think?
I think it's one of the best topics.
Well, we created this program in honor of a new computer program that we just did to evaluate people's voice. We call it the sex factors, and to sort of hide it a little bit, you can rearrange the letters of that, and we call it these X factors. When you posted things on the website about it, Heather, how did you list it?
I listed it both ways, actually. So you could find it under these X factors or the sex factors.
Well, we're going to talk about the chemistry and maybe some of the emotions, the chemistry and the foods that contribute to your sex life. We created this because a lot of people came to talk to us at the clinic here about sexual issues. And we really didn't know a lot about it. I mean, chemically. We all probably knew about it by our lifestyle because we all have kids, but I didn't really know that it was dictated by chemistry. I just thought it was dictated by your emotions and attraction, but there is a chemical that causes attraction, and we're going to talk about it. Heather, do you have the numbers where people can call?
I sure do. For the USA and Canada, call toll-free 888-228-4494. Worldwide toll-free 877-489-6350. Or you can give us a call direct at area code 530-776-5154.
And we want to take a little poll. We want to hear from you, and we want to know who you think in Hollywood or announcer, a political person, who you think has a sexy voice. We did a little poll here before the show started, and we had sort of a unanimous reaction to Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
We weren't even in the same room.
No, we all said that he was my second choice, but I think he was Nikki and Bailey's first choice.
Oh, yeah.
He's a lot older than either of you.
We don't care.
You just like his voice, or you like his looks, or how he acts, or
I think it's a combination of the voice, the accent, and his behavior.
But
his
very
chemistry.
Suave, and he is James Bond.
Yeah.
His chemistry. So more than the numbers, a lot of our people like to write to us. So the board I have up here is radio@vocalprofiling.com. Please try to be succinct. Sometimes I get, you know, four or five paragraphs, and I have to sort of weed through them. And try to be polite, especially with this subject. Because this topic is all over the place. Sex is, no pun intended, sex is the butt of a lot of jokes. Jail terms, the I've seen articles about it in Reader's Digest, in Hustler and Playboy, journals, Masters and Johnson journals studying reactions to orgasms. I mean, just, it's everywhere. And
well, we run into it a lot at our expos. We get asked a lot, men and women have been asking about the issues. So it is something that, you know, we felt needed researched around here.
Well, you see all these commercials. What is it, Viagra, Cialis? What's the other one?
Insight. Is Insight the one where
that
guy's happy?
Natural growth.
Yeah. Natural growth? Is that how they list it?
Natural
Insight, he has a happy wife.
Is that the one?
Happy.
Is that the one with the smile plastic over his face?
Oh, the Insight.
The plastic guy.
I think it's a wonderful name.
Well, we're going to talk about some of those, Levitra and Cialis and Viagra, and tell you what makes them work. But if you want to call us, we'll do your voice right online. We've done a couple of voices before the show. We did Sean Connery's voice. And would you guys like to hear about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think I dumped it. Let's see. It says they're untitled. That's Sam Elliott. There's Sean Connery. When we did his voice, and we take your voice into different musical notes, that's the program we use called Invoice. And for women, C and C sharp is all about their sexuality. And for men, F and F sharp is about their sexuality. I'm talking about their physical response to sex. And for Sean Connery, his highest note was A. And that love style is a spiritual connection to his partner. And I understand he's been married for over
30 years
to the same partner. So the emotional connection, the spiritual, you know, like reincarnation and past life connections and just that spiritual, not church spiritual, but just the spiritual connection is where he would want to meet with a woman. His secondary one is G sharp, so he's a gift giver. Does that surprise you at all?
I just know he could get me some gifts.
Nikki wants gifts from Sean Connery. He does seem like just a nice...
talk to you for a while.
A nice person. You know, and one of the love chemicals is oxytocin. And it's the bonding chemical. Doesn't he feel like it's somebody that you could bond with easily? And it would be like a forever kind of thing? He wouldn't let you down?
Way yes.
Well, that
does come off as very dependable and loving and caring. I think he does.
Well, what do you think Sam Elliott came off as?
I just love to hear Sam. That was my first choice, by the way, Sam Elliott. And he was in the movie Roadhouse back in the late 80s, I believe. And then he was in Ghost Rider.
Virgil and Wyatt Earp.
Yeah. And I just love to hear him talk. He's got that rough, gravelly voice I can listen to forever.
Well, he has a very high F sharp, which means he's going to be physically active sexually. So stamina is your thing. You can go for that. But he
don't hate that.
What'd you say?
That I don't hate stamina.
Stamina's good.
And his secondary is the note of E. So he likes to talk before, during, and after. And he
I wish this was videoed because we're all blushing.
Sorry, guys.
I just want to remind Heather that Tommy's listening and hearing her talk that way.
Sorry, Tommy.
We all love Tommy, but he gets embarrassed easy. Especially when it's this kind of girl stuff. Is that what you kind of expected from Sam Elliott?
Actually, that's absolutely what I would expect.
I could definitely picture that.
Yeah.
Do you guys have, and you don't have to tell me if you want, you've all had probably different partners. Nikki, you've been married twice at least, so, and you've been married and divorced, and you've got a kid and married. Do men have different responses? Some of them talk to you and some of them don't during sex. Do you want him to talk to you?
It depends on the guy, I guess. If he has something really great to say, then yeah. But what if he doesn't know how to talk to you?
Sam Elliott is going to whisper sweet nothings in your ear.
I don't think that I've ever experienced that.
I think it's got to reach a certain level before you feel free enough to talk.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Do you have sex silently?
Are the kids in it?
But it takes
a
while.
Yeah, I think that's something you really got to know what you're doing before you actually attempt that. Otherwise, you're going to come off as kind of ridiculous.
You have to be comfortable with your mate before you start, you know.
Well, it's obvious that we aren't even comfortable talking about this subject. We're all giggling and blushing. It's a part of millions and millions of people's lives for ages, and we're still kind of embarrassed about it. We can't say words like penis and erectile dysfunction and even okay. I gotta quit this. They are laughing so hard. It's making me laugh. You know, I was thinking of my former vice president. He talked to me.
I must say, we're very professional when somebody comes to the office.
Don't we have a good one?
You guys quit. Oh, God. They are breaking up and making faces. I'm going to cry.
It's your guys' faces that are cracking me up.
Oh, Paula, could you bring this back to seriousness?
Not a chance.
Oh, that's great. Do you want us to do your voice?
Absolutely.
Okay, let me get these others off the board. Get Sean Connery shut down here.
What an act to follow.
You should see them. They've got their hands clamped over their mouth and they're trending. I've never seen them crack up so bad over a show.
We're not being very professional.
Okay, great enough. Caller, what's your name? Make up one if you want.
Oh, no, my name's Seth.
Seth? And you're just going to talk to us about your, what, about your love style or about your day or what?
I can talk to you about my love style.
Okay, is that what you want us to look at?
Absolutely. I want to know just how sexy I am.
Well, you have a sexy voice, Seth.
Oh, thank you.
I already vote on hot and sexy Seth here.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to...
Now, don't you start, Seth.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you go, and then you start talking, and I'll wait till you get to 500 hits, and then I'll come back and say, okay, I got it. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Just talk to us.
Well, as you know, my name's Seth, and when I meet a woman, I like to get to know them. I like to see what they like. It may sound strange, but how a woman smells, I really pick up on that. So.
Okay, we got it.
You got it?
John Connor.
Look at that part. Yes. That's amazing.
You look at all aspects of a relationship, where Sean Connery and Sam Elliott were very physical about what they were talking about. You have an emotional, you're very empathetic, and one of the highest notes is your ability to talk to people and to talk them into things and out of things.
So Seth's a talker.
I should be in radio.
But he is also a doer. He likes planning things. He likes surprises. He's got a lot of F. 44 is normal, and you have 80.
Wow.
So you have double, like, planning little surprises. And
Seth is a multitasker.
He
like
is.
That.
And he likes to, if he gets you a present, he likes it to match you, not just get you a present to get you a present. It has to match.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's a lot of emotion in what's going on here. You have three high notes. You have a D that's a very high note, and D deals with giving more than you take.
Okay.
So there's your style. We'll send you a printout of this if you want.
Oh, please
do.
Do
you have a girlfriend?
I'm actually married.
Wow. Lucky lady.
Hey, I'm a lucky guy.
That's sweet.
So, Seth, do you want us to do your wife?
No. I'll do that.
Up? You'll do your wife, okay. That was good.
Don't start us again.
Okay, tomorrow, give Heather a call at 740-698-9119 or send her an email, heather@vocalprofiling.com. And she'll give you this report out to you, okay?
You got it.
All right. Thank you for calling. We love the call.
Oh, my pleasure. You guys have a nice night.
Thank you. See how nice he is? I want to read you something from Reader's Digest, sort of bring us down to earth here, maybe. And this says, here are some way-out-of-the-box weapon systems the military has considered, and the statement says these are all true. One of them was the love bomb, an aphrodisiac, that's a turn-on kind of substance, that makes an enemy too preoccupied with each other to fight.
So you read this to me earlier today, and I was way confused by this. I mean, these are, I'm assuming, mostly males.
In the military?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean male-male situation?
How would that work?
I don't know.
I think they're talking about the country,
okay. In
itself, because there's a couple of chemicals. Dopamine is one, and there's another one called PEA, and it's something in chocolate that if you give them to people, that's where their mind will go. They won't be thinking about what they have to do at work or what the car needs washed or whatever. Their mind immediately goes to sex and arousal. And so maybe that's what they're looking at. They want some aphrodisiac. There's probably a lot of people out there who have taken Viagra or Cialis or one of those. And so I wanted to know what made that work. And so I looked it up, and I looked up all the chemicals. And I could read this to you because I certainly don't understand it. But it helps the release of nitric oxide, which is oxygenation. And then there's a enzyme that prevents the nitric oxide and the cyclic GMP from disappearing from the body, and that helps sustain erection. So I thought, as I read this, why not just go directly to the cyclic GMP? That's what sustains the erection. Why not use it? So I don't know if you can buy this in the store or not, but there is a precursor to it. So you got a pencil and paper here. If you will use some amino acids called ornithine, arginine, and citrulline, they help the body make nitric oxide and cyclic GMP. And I bet if we go online, you could probably buy it. Because that's what Viagra does. It allows more cyclic GMP into the system. But you have to watch because it also deals with heart issues. And that's why they put the warning on some of those pills. But there's a lot of herbs. Ginkgo biloba is supposed to be a real turn on, and I can't remember some of the others, but we do have a
horny goat weed.
Horny goat, that's what I was trying to think of. Horny goat weed is another one that's supposed to be a real turn on. But there's some food. There's some foods. Well, for one, with women, sweet potatoes and yams, it's what they made birth control pills out of originally, some kind of estrogen extract. And here's another warning for women and men, that these plastic water bottles and plastic that you put in the microwave, those kinds of plastics can really upset, I'm looking for emails here, can really upset your hormonal balance. And especially if you're near a landfill or anything where those plastics are burning, they can really mess up, well, not just your reproductive hormones, but a lot of other hormones.
What's that you're drinking, Heather?
Diet Pepsi.
You know, what?
Plastic bottle.
Are you trying to tell her something, Bailey?
I am.
That'll mess up her hormones.
Hey, Sarah, you've been saying since I started here that Heather's hormones are all messed up, so.
I like them like that.
Here we go again. Well, I can tell you guys things. You know, you walk by me and I hear your sounds, and I could probably force you in there to the lab so you give me a vocal print. But until you guys want to help, you know, you can't do much about it.
Who has time for that?
Are you trying to say I'm a slave driver? You work really hard.
No, we're hard at work on research.
Yeah, it's been really crazy busy around here, especially, I mean, it always is, but even more so recently.
You know why? Because I think people are finally realizing that our present health care system is the pits, and they want another option.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I can't stand it when I go to the doctor or hear about somebody saying, I can't stand it. Well, today we had somebody come in, and they wanted an appointment because their friend had Lou Gehrig's disease, and she was thinking fast, and they had to be seen right away, and Bailey's saying, I'm sorry, I don't have any appointments until September, and they're like, ah! And they just turned around and signed up for the course. That's the best way to go, because we have created a monster. So many people know about this. People want it. People call us. People email. And we don't have any way to serve them. And it's a double-edged sword. We don't know how to tell people about it without creating a need for people wanting it. And so we are offering these new courses. And we're going to give you an opportunity to have a computer program of this course, the Sex Factors, among others. Heather's posting it on our site as we speak. She's over here in the corner working on her computer. You've also not only posted the ideas about how they can get this computer program and test themselves and see what their issues are for fertility and reproduction, but you have posted some foods that they can jump on and get.
That's a really interesting article. I was just reading that right here.
It's Nutrasounds.com. Where'd you post it on there?
This is actually posted under our show information page on BBS.
Okay.
And I found it very interesting that asparagus was one of the foods listed.
Or what?
Asparagus is very high in vitamin E, which is a vital nutrient for good sex.
For men or women?
It doesn't say. Remind me to tell you guys about something with Craig Nano. One of the other foods is pumpkin seeds because it has a lot of zinc in it. So does peanuts. It has a lot of zinc. It didn't list that here. But a deficiency of zinc can completely make a woman lose her sex drive. So guys out there, if your woman has lost her sex drive, pumpkin seeds or peanuts. But I would like to give you a piece of advice, guys. I've never, ever talked to a woman who turned down a man that was any good.
You're gonna have some upset males out there, sure.
Well, have any of you been with a male and you try to tell him what feels good and what doesn't, and they just ignore you and do their thing instead? I mean, who wants a lover like that? So you just need to speak up and talk to him, or you're never gonna get what you want.
Be honest, Heather. How often do you say that?
Be honest. Okay. Not very often, actually. If I'm truly in love with a man and I'm enjoying myself, no, I don't say no.
How about you, Bailey?
I don't think I've ever said no. don't.
Have you wanted to say no?
I say please, please, please.
I say hang on, wait till the kids go to bed.
Well, we gave you time to get a pencil and paper because we're going to give you a whole list of these foods. Goji berries, that's a strong sex tonic, and that increases stamina. It stimulates the libido, sex drive, in both men and women. Isn't there a goji juice out on the market?
There's a lot of goji juices out on the market right now.
Hey, so you go get some.
Mangosine is one.
Is mangosine a goji juice?
I believe so.
Mango
is the brand name, and mangosine is in it.
Okay.
Okay. And maca. I didn't know what maca was, so I had to go look at it. It is a Peruvian kind of a sweet potato. It looks kind of like a beet when we got a picture of it.
It says it increases the sperm count, so maybe if you're looking at fertility issues, that might be
a good food.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen these in the health food stores, these, they're potato chips, but they're like yam-based. Yarrow is what they call it, yarrow chips. And it says it'll alleviate impotency. So, bananas, I didn't know that. Particularly for men, will boost male libido. So, ladies, feed your women, or feed your guys bananas, yeah. Celery, I didn't know that. Celery has a powerful substance, which is aldosterone, which is like the whole category of male hormones, and it's an odorless aphrodisiac found in male perspiration.
So that's why when we see a hot, sweaty guy, we think that's wonderful.
Yeah, because you smell the smells of it. It's called pheromones.
Testosterone.
And that's how animals attract each other, with pheromones. They put out pheromones. I don't know that we consciously smell pheromones, but there's some kind of attraction that matches you up with somebody across the room and you just can't keep your eyes off of them. Avocado, it says it's a potent hormone regulator full of folic acid. Quit making faces. Avocado, do you feel sexy after you eat an avocado?
You know, I've heard so many bad things about avocado. Just
on the radio, they were just saying it had more fat than a
cheeseburger
pounder with cheese.
But it's a good kind of fat. It's not the crappy fat from...
What about guacamole? One of my favorite things.
That's avocado? I mean, right there it is. But it's the good kind of fat for people. If you want to know about good fats and bad fats, go to LitaLee.com. LitaLee.com. She doesn't care who she insults. She tells the truth. And she has a great big section on fats. You know, somebody sent me an email today that I am finding very hard to believe. A segue here. That the American government does not pay FDA employees. They're paid by the pharmaceutical companies. Doesn't that just...
Wow.
Now, I don't know how true it is. I'm going to check it out, and we'll report next week. Bee pollen is another one. Says, after all, it's made from millions of particles of a semen-like substance. And pollen's role in nature is to fertilize. Bee pollen. Can you buy bee pollen?
I don't know if I want to now.
And there's your asparagus. And here's chilies. So capsaicin is the ingredient that gives the chilies hot, makes them feel hot, and it releases endorphins.
This way we think of maybe since the Mexican foods have the chilies, spicy Latin lovers.
Could be. Says it releases feel-good hormones. Another feel-good hormone comes from chocolate. Another feel-good hormone from chocolate.
I was thinking about that. Maybe that's why when somebody starts to court you, they bring you a box of chocolate.
And it's just kind of a natural thing.
There you go.
You know, and nobody said it out loud, but it just kind of evolved. Basil. Increases circulation, stimulates the sex drive, and boosts fertility. Tasty herb cultivates a sense of well-being. What do you eat basil in?
It's a spice, right?
Yeah, but what do you put it in?
Spaghetti sauce.
Spaghetti sauce? Okay. Know. It says it allows people to experience sexual bliss.
Where's the basil?
Yeah. Pour it on.
What's pesto sauce made out of? That's not basil? Oh, me either. We should look it up. Somebody call us and tell us. Figs. Yeah. Figs are very high in amino acids, and they boost libido and sexual stamina.
Do basil and figs go together?
So what happens if you eat all these at once?
I don't know. Would you like to report next week?
Let's do a research project here.
Yeah. And it says garlic. You know, I would think garlic would push people away, but it says it has something in it called allicin, which improves blood flow to sexual organs.
We were just talking about how garlic was a blood thinner the other day.
That makes sense. Just natural foods and natural herbs. The horny goat you were talking about, we saw at one of the local health food stores, and they had two or three shelves of herbs and libido boosters there, and she said that that was the thing that was most stolen out of their store.
She had a lock case for it.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
Was it expensive?
Pesto,
well,
basil, one of the main ingredients.
$32 a bottle.
Oh, so okay. So pesto sauce, that green, wonderful tasting stuff you put on noodles. Pesto sauce. Well, there are natural ways, natural foods. There's natural herbs. But there are some other chemicals that your body makes, and you can stimulate them with frequencies. And there is a hormone, a little-known hormone called pregnenolone, P-R-E-G-N-E-N-O-L-O-N-E, pregnenolone, is very inexpensive. The guy that discovered it, invented it, decided he was going to put it on the market before it was patented so that it would be for the people, because if a drug company got a hold of it, they were going to distort it and whatever, and it was going to become very expensive because it is the precursor to all of your hormones, your aging hormones, your brain hormones, your reproductive hormones, and it is a precursor to something called progesterone. Progesterone, have you ever seen this commercial on TV for Bluesant that enhances your boobs, makes them bigger?
Yeah.
It's just progesterone. And it will plump up your skin because it brings moisture and water to the place where you put it. And they sell it in this oil. And women put it on their boobs, and their boobs grew. Women put it on their face to get rid of wrinkles. But it's progesterone. But your body naturally makes it. And you can naturally make yourself dump these chemicals by just feeling good or just imagining a scene. In The Secret, they learned that, or they taught us or tried to, that whatever you think about becomes real. You know, and they did some studies, not the people from The Secret, but there's some studies that have been done that they had these people go on a fast. And they brought them in the second day, and they told like half of them that they were going to give them crackers in a few minutes. And they told the other part of them that, oh, we want this to go on for another day or so, so we still want you to fast. The people that they told they were going to give crackers to in a few minutes had the enzymes in their stomach to digest the crackers. The people they asked to go ahead and fast did not have the enzymes in their stomach. Now, what did your mind do there? It dumped enzymes into your stomach. And you can dump hormones into your system just by thinking sexy thoughts. And they've proven it.
I believe that. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Power positive thinking is very powerful.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you can dump in is called dopamine. And dopamine is the good-feeling chemical. It happens, goes very high when you first enter into a relationship. So just close your eyes and imagine a good scene or rewatch a love scene in your head that you've seen on TV or happened to you. And those chemicals, they've tested that those chemicals will drop into your system. And when you have a lot of dopamine in your system, people are very, very attracted to you because they equate the frequencies that you're putting off with a feel-good kind of thing that they've experienced before. We've talked about this one before, too, testosterone. Testosterone is one of the things that happens when you take pregnenolone and it goes into progesterone and then it makes testosterone. But there's several forms of testosterone. And the muscle and a chemical can have the same frequency. And, Kelly, I'll see if you did post this, I think. I gave you a picture of this sexy guy from a cologne bottle,
mm-hmm.
and he has really broad shoulders and abs and skinny belly and, you know, skinny hips.
The bod man.
Mm-hmm. And the frequencies for the chemicals of testosterone, the different forms of it, are the same frequencies that make shoulders broad, squared off chin. So are the women smelling the pheromones? Are they hearing the frequency? Or are they attracted to the body shape? What kind of body shape are you attracted to, Heather?
I like taller guys, bigger guys.
Lumberjack kind of guys?
Yeah. Like strong, big shoulders type guys.
Muscle guys?
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily really muscular, but just, you know.
Is their looks more important than their personality?
No. I think their personality and their intelligence.
So what kind of guy are you looking for? Or you have one.
The one I have.
So is there certain traits that you look for in your guy?
Are we talking personality or physical?
Personality and physical.
Intelligence, sense of humor ranks up there very high with me. And somebody who's just generally caring.
Caring, nice, supportive person. Okay, you would want somebody that has a lot of B notes in their voice because you're thinking caring. That's oxytocin. And a caring person is the note of B because it carries through to other people. But younger women choose men who have that broad shoulder kind of look. Older women choose men that have a little tummy. Maybe that's all that's available, but the little tummy comes from an abundance of oxytocin. Bonding chemical, often called the grandfather chemical, because older men tend to bond with their grandchildren more than they bonded with their own kids. So oxytocin's really important. So you want a solid man?
I do.
Are we allowed to mention Gene's name?
He, as long as we referred to him as Stud, he was okay with that.
But when we had conference, he hugged me. He was a very solid guy, like a weightlifter even, that kind of solid. Looks good in his suit.
Yes, he does.
Very nice looking guy. Are you willing to talk to us, Nikki, about what kind of guy you like? Now, not what kind you have, but what kind you'd like.
I like a belly.
Do you?
I've always liked a belly, even when I was younger, I did like a belly.
Why?
I don't know. Yeah. And it's weird. I mean, I'm not just saying that because you said it, but I've always kind of liked that one.
So is bonding more important to you than sexual attraction and bonding with your kids? And
I guess.
You never thought about this before, did you?
No.
But how about physically? What do you want?
I don't know. I'm not so picky. Whatever comes my way.
Nikki, I don't think that's the case.
What kind of men have you been attracted to in the past? Slender men, I noticed.
Yeah, I don't do that intentionally.
Little fellas.
That just kind of happened.
What did you say, Billy?
I said little fellas.
Little fellas.
Big attitude.
My husband said, well, he's just a little fella.
He said, I could pick him up and hold him like a baby.
Yeah, Chris is a very small. So you do that deliberately, or it just is? What were you attracted to about Chris in the beginning?
I don't know. I saw him from across the room, and I said, that man is way too good looking for me. He had bangs that kind of hung down. Oh, he was hot.
He was
a nice looking guy.
The bangs always look for that, too.
How did you guys finally get together?
I don't know. He just walked over to where I was, and that was
kind of
it.
So it was just kind of instant.
Yeah.
I see that look. Bailey? What kind of guy are you looking for?
A big one.
Big guy, lumberjack guy, or football player kind of guy?
Not football player. That's too many muscles. I like the big, flabby. Flabby's not a good word. How about just big and bear?
Like a big teddy bear type guy. Yeah.
Personality make a difference?
Oh, very much. I'd say I'm pretty much like Heather on that. Yeah. Sense of humor is really important.
Like practical jokes or laugh at himself or what kind of thing?
Everything. I mean, you can't be too serious because there's just too much going on in the world to be serious about. I mean, there are times for seriousness, but not all the time.
In the relationships you guys have you picked the same kind of man in each relationship?
I intentionally picked different from my relationship now to my previous husband.
Mm-hmm.
They look different. My ex-husband is a little guy, so a lot like Chris. And Gene's probably has a good, 6 inches in height on him. And he's a lot more intelligent.
Is there particular traits? I'm very picky about my men. I do not like blonde men. I don't know why. I don't like blue eyes on a man, and if a man has fat lips, I just want to puke.
I've heard you mention the ugly toes and fat lips.
I can't imagine. You know, if it's just a friend or something, that's okay. I can't imagine kissing somebody with incredibly large lips. It's just weird to me. And blue eyes, I really have a hard time with. I had a boyfriend early on. Too stupid to know better. He had blue eyes and large lips, and I think since he was such a butt that I have just drugged that around with me and don't like that.
No.
Also, I cannot stand straight hair on my man. I want curly hairs.
That's very
I like no hair.
No hair? I like beard.
Yeah, I like a shaved head.
I'm kind of going with the bald look, too. I like that.
We have someone at the front door.
We have someone at the front door? Tell me, oh, Seth, is that you?
This is me.
You are, I shouldn't have said your name, should I? Well, he's not calling, that's what he's saying.
Oh.
Okay, we'll pretend you're someone else, okay?
No, I'm going. Right now, but you.
Nobody can hear you but you? Okay, so you'll just come on as a caller? Okay, hold on a second, let me get ready here.
Check the door.
Okay, you're going to make up a name for me?
There's someone at the front door.
You mean our front door at the office? Oh, good Lord. I thought you were coming on to get your voice done.
Somebody is coming here for their sex evaluation.
This is an important show.
Good grief. Okay. I thought you were just joking. Someone's at the front door. Okay, we back on the air now?
Yes.
Okay, do you want to do your voice while you're here?
I did.
Okay, let's do it.
You know this.
Oh, okay, that one. Okay.
Where were we at?
He was the first guy.
Yeah, we were talking about what kind of man. Oh, we were talking about what kind of man Heather's attracted to.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to go back on now. The other thing that I find really disgusting in a man is a fat butt. Don't you guys have things like that bother you?
I think it's a case-by-case situation. I think there are certain things, but on the right man with the right feeling, and, you know, if you get that feeling from them, I don't think the physical aspect of it matters that much.
So the looks just isn't as important?
No.
Okay, we have some people have come into the studio, and we're going to do their voice. You want to make up a name for this, or are you just going to be you here?
Can I just be Justin?
You can be Justin. Okay, here's your microphone here. And we're testing love connections and love styles. Okay. Can you reach the mic? Aquarius, you want to come over here so the audience can hear you, too?
Am I going to go first?
No, we've had several callers already. I mean, between you two. We're going to do compatibilities with you guys, okay? So get right in front of the mic. You can pick it up if you want. And it's just J-U-F-T-I-N?
Yeah.
Okay, talk to me about what you want in your love life.
What I want in my love life is peace and fulfillment and somebody that I can count on.
I'm going to stop this right here. He wants peace and fulfillment. The note of A came up. What did I tell you the note of A is? Spiritual connection.
So you meant what you said.
He's egotistical about it, isn't he?
He's a bit egotistical. he has a lot of the note of C, and that's someone's physical looks is a lot. Means a lot to you. Okay, I'm going to start it again, so go on.
Okay. Someone to share the rest of the journey of life with, and perhaps maybe afterwards we could hang out somewhere in the universe together.
That is
good. Somebody that I can take care of and cherish the moments with that mean most to me in my life, and to start a family and complete the circle of being a person.
I need to hit a button here so my voice doesn't get on it. When you first started, you had lots of A. You still have lots of A, and you're actively doing that because you've got red here in your voice. But the next thing that came up was really heavy D. And D deals with giving more than you take. Is he a real giving person?
Mm-hmm. Very.
Do you reciprocate? Because he can get upset with that sometimes if he gives and gives and gives and you don't notice, you know, that he wants something. Okay, I'm going to put his up the top here. I'm going to open another one for you, and we're going to look at compatibilities. Heather, when we get finished, can you post these?
If that's okay with you guys, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Okay, can you move this over in front of her so she can write them? Oh, the wire wrapped around. Okay. We're ready to go. So you're just going to talk kind of about the same thing he did.
Okay.
Real close to the mic. Okay, go.
Okay. I want someone that I can share a lot of things with and have a lot of fun with and be creative with and be inspired by. And start a family, definitely.
Okay. She also has a lot of really high A, which is that spiritual connection again. But she has a lot of F and F sharp. Can I get personal here?
Yeah.
You don't have very much F and F sharp. So this says that she probably has more of an appetite than you do.
An appetite for what, Sherry?
How do you spell your name?
N-I-C-O-L-E.
I just say that's pretty right on.
You've got some liver issues, too, we need to clean up, and then you'll make your hormones better. Is that a problem in your relationship? That
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. But she very much matches you. Look at their A's. They're almost identical here. So spiritual connection. She lacks the D. So she's kind of fragile where giving presents and accepting presents. She has a bit of little red hen kind of syndrome.
What's that?
When she asks or says something, she expects you to pick up on it. And Well, it's very obvious in your chart because you have no D, Nicole, and he has high D, so there's an incompatibility there. So you can see, and when you, I mean, people there in the audience can't see him because they're only listening, and I shouldn't say it that way. But Justin has very little F and F sharp, and Nicole has a lot. Also, Nicole is expecting to be physically taken care of. She expects expects you to provide physical space and take care of those needs. And she's not going to tell you what they are either. She just expects you to provide them. How's that? Is that
sounds
kind of what
pretty
you,
classic.
Are you saying I didn't do a good job?
No, some of it was like dead on accurate.
Nicole,
most
love,
of it, actually.
Love connection.
How long have you guys been together?
Off and on, about 6 years.
Wow. And we were talking here about our preferences in men. Mm-hmm. Do you have some oddball? I was talking about my oddball preferences. I like hairy men. I like dark hair.
Like back hair.
I don't like gorillas. No, but I like facial hair. I like beards, curly hair. I like dark eyes. Blue-eyed men are not attracted to me as a sexual partner. And men with very large lips are not attracted to me as a sexual partner.
Hmm.
And I was asking them if they had any quirks like that. And they came back and bit me and said, I don't think those things are important as, you know, their personality.
Hey, I said a bald head.
There has to be some kind of
right? Like, have you always chosen a guy who's kind of a lumberjack kind of looking guy like Justin?
No, but they never seem, the different types of men never actually seem to fit, though, so, you know, like comfortably.
You talk, speak up just a little bit. They don't fit your personality needs that you have?
They, physically, they were, like, you know, like, facially attractive, but, like, if you're talking, like, a body style or something like that, it would be, like, too skinny or, you know, stuff like that.
Were you guys friends before you became lovers?
Sort of. Kind of have
like
a kind
a
of
day.
Guy.
But it was all her. And for, I wasn't really even interested in her.
She came after you?
I heard you. Yeah. No, I mean, I liked her. She was cool and everything. I wasn't, you know, I'm not attracted to her, but.
You just weren't in the mood for a relationship?
Other things, yeah.
Didn't have time for that kind of thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is the kind of woman that you've been attracted to before in relationships look like Nicole?
Yeah, all of them except for one.
It's the same kind of body type.
Yeah, pretty much same build, same hair, same eyes. Like, you know.
So you like
dark brunette.
You like dark hair?
Like a pinup girl.
Hmm, okay. So you're not surprised at what came out here. We had a giggling fit here a little bit ago about what was going on.
It was pretty serious.
She kept saying erectile dysfunction and penis.
We had to laugh at Sherry
saying that. I try to get him to be serious about this. It's a serious thing. Not good, Justin. It's a serious thing for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I'm 61 and through menopause, and a lot of the urges just aren't there anymore. But I can play some of these sounds and look at what's going on, and boy, it's right back. Being able to give somebody hormones by frequency or an aspirin by frequency is a pretty awesome kind of thing, I think.
So do you think if we have, say, a wife call in and say, my sex life with my husband is lacking, I need to perk him up a little bit, are we able to do that?
I don't know, but we can certainly look at his testosterone. You know, women...
But you'd have to get him to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about like birth control by...
That birth control by frequency, nobody's willing to chance that. But I'd be willing to do it if somebody wanted to try it. I just couldn't guarantee the results. And we had some things happen backwards when we were helping people do other things. A vasectomy reconnected itself, and a tubal ligation reconnected itself, and the lady got pregnant. Had a tubal pregnancy. But
both of them had operations?
Had operations.
No, vasectomy and hysterectomy?
Well, a tubal ligation is where they cut the fallopian tubes and cauterize it, burn it.
Oh, really?
So that the egg
grew back?
It grew back, and wow. There was a tubal pregnancy.
So oh, ectopic.
Yeah. So that's good for you to know about an ectopic pregnancy. So we don't want to advertise that because it's not something we're willing to take a chance on yet. But we could look at thyroid. When your thyroid is low, your sex drive usually is very low. That you just don't have the physical energy to be excited. And that's one of the things in the, all the literature that I read about this, that's the number one complaint of women. They're just too tired. Too tired to just have any feelings and follow it through. But we can look at testosterone. Women need testosterone just as much, no, I shouldn't say that, just as well as men. They don't need as much of it. And testosterone can actually help with osteoporosis and the immune system and things like that. So that's an easy one to test. We can look at their pregnenolone, the precursors, oxytocin, but it depends on the traits of the man or the partner that you want, what you're going to look at. And everybody here, I think, has agreed that it's the personality is more of a turn-on to them than the physical body. Although you wouldn't think that by looking at what's going on in Hollywood, right? With
well,
all these,
we don't get to know the stars personally, so we kind of got to go on physical appearance.
Well, even if it's a really hot chick, if she's the evil, the nemesis in the plot, somehow you're not that attracted to her. I would think
you're not attracted
because that
like
wickedness.
The nasty of her?
Not always.
A lot of men like the nasty.
No.
I think about Nicolas Cage. If you look at his face,
he's not that attractive.
No,
but
he is
hot. Yeah.
Really?
Something
oh yeah.
About him that is really hot. But
even in Leaving Las Vegas. Really?
And he's
what about Sean Connery? He's like 110 now, and he's still really
yeah.
Hot.
That's Mr. Connery.
James Bond.
You know, and with Justin, who works in radio, you know, we could use these traits. What are you trying to sell? They sell a lot of things with sex, but we could look at the vocal cords, the vocal notes, and match what they're selling with the intent of
okay.
What's going on. So that's a biggie. I think that we ought to do a tone box to give people tones. We'll call it the sex factor box. I mean, we have one for back pain. Heather, you think anybody would be interested?
Sex in a box? Absolutely.
The boner box?
Oh, jeez.
like a cobra, like the charmer and the flute?
Yeah, we can do that. Well, one of the things when I was writing this up, I thought, you know, we have a back box and we have a box for broken bones, so why not, you know? Yep. Heather, can you take a poll if people want to write to you and see if they're interested in something like this?
Sure. We're always looking for suggestions for new products and research.
We have about 1 minute. Can you tell people we have a good deal going on for May's class? Can you tell them about that?
Well, right now we've got a very, very rare offer for those of you who are interested in taking our professional course. We will do matching tuition. So just give me a call at 740-698-9119 or shoot me an email at heather@vocalprofiling.com.
But this means that they're going to get to take these courses for half price.
I know. It's a great deal. It's a wonderful deal.
And we're also, if they want to buy the Sex Factor box, they need to get in touch with us.
Please, no heavy breathing.
Maybe on the weekend, sorry.
Guys, this is one of the weirdest shows we've ever done. But thank you for being here. We hope all of you can join us next week. And if you can't get no satisfaction, give us a call and we'll see if we can help you out with our new computer program, The Sex Factor. Learn to do profiles on yourself and your partner, your friends, your clients. Set up a new business. We want everybody to know about this.